My wife said I've got a voice, a loud voice anyway. Not that loud. Martin. Right, good morning, and welcome to the Sunday with you. What's the name of the song? Ring the overhead. Got it. Oh, never. I suppose I've got Mr. And then I'll hand over to the Mini Mountains and Mountains for their section. So we hope you enjoy it, and we hope we all have a good time. And we'll just say a prayer before we start. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, and we thank you for all the things that we're about to do. And we thank you for Christmas and the birth of your Son, Jesus. Help us remember the true meaning of Christmas this year, and that Jesus came to save us all. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Our story begins in the village of Nazareth 2,000 years ago. Mary was at home sweeping the floor. Suddenly, through the dust, she saw someone standing there. At first, she thought it must be Joseph, her husband-to-be. As she looked closer, she knew it wasn't Joseph. In fact, the figure didn't look like anyone she knew.
Peace be with you, Mary. God has greatly blessed you.
Mary was very frightened. She knew this was an angel. Angels were God's messengers. Surely he hadn't got a message for her.
Don't be afraid, Mary. I've come from God to tell you that you are going to have a baby son. You will call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of God.
Mary could hardly believe what the angel told her. She had been chosen by God to be the mother of his son, but there were to be hard times as well as good times ahead for Mary. Marched into the village. The villagers came to hear what he said.
Augustus, your noble said, you must start out tomorrow.
Mary and Joseph knew that they would have to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Bethlehem was David's town, and they belonged to David's family. It was a journey of many miles, and Mary was going to have her baby. They wouldn't be able to travel quickly. Mary packed her things and Joseph fed the donkey.
Keep on planning on with
Joseph reached Bethlehem, only to find that everyone has got there before them. All the inns are full. There doesn't seem to be anywhere for them to go. And then a kind innkeeper says they can use his stable.
King of Kings, just a humble stable, but there's love in that stable, the love of God who sent his son, and the love of Mary who cared for him.
Some shepherds on the hills above Bethlehem have a surprise. They were the first people to see Jesus.
But Jesus had some more special visitors. These were men who had travelled from the east. They were astrologers who studied the stars.
A star had led them from their own country to Bethlehem.
Three wise men came from never shall tell you where he left home to begin the work that God his Father had sent him to do.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus into the world. Help us this and every Christmas to remember that it is the birth of your Son that brings true happiness. As we have recalled the events of his birth, so may we recall them.
Well, that's our nativity. As the children come off the stage.
Good morning, everyone. Wasn't that great? You know, the amazing thing is that the story of Christmas is the same every year. But you know what? It's the greatest. It's the start of the greatest story ever filmed, ever made. Has anyone ever told? Sorry, filmed, made, told. You'll understand why I got fixed up then. The greatest story ever told. Does anyone remember the film, The Greatest Story Ever Told? A few of us will remember that. It's a great story. But what makes it such a great story? What makes it every year children across this country and across the world will act out the story? People will gather together to celebrate this story that's happening over 2,000 years ago. What makes it the greatest story ever told? Is it because it's got some amazing characters in this story? Amazing characters such as God, Jesus, the Son of God, Mary. Wasn't Mary an amazing lady? Such a young lady at the time, probably 14, 15 years of old when she had Jesus. A young lady. Was it the fact it's got kings in or three wise men? Is it the fact there's shepherds in or innkeepers or Roman soldiers or Caesars involved in the story? What makes it the greatest story ever told? All that helps make it the greatest story. What makes it the greatest story ever told? That not only, like a lot of stories, can it affect people. This story can actually change people's lives forever. That's why it's the greatest story ever told. It's the story that can impact from the youngest child through to the oldest adult. It's a story that can change people's lives, no matter how rich you are, no matter how poor you are, no matter who you are. It's a story that changes people's lives. And this morning we're going to just look at some of the characters that the children so beautifully brought into, acted out in the story today. First of all, we're going to think about one character that they didn't act out. It was the baby in the manger, Jesus. The central part of the story, the baby Jesus. What's so special about this baby that we still celebrate his birthday all these years later? I'll tell you this, says this in God's word in John chapter 3 and verses 16 and 17. Very famous words. It says this: for God so loved the world. And where it has the world there, you can write your name. For God so loved Dave King. For God so loved Les Griffiths. So for God so loved whoever you are. God so loves you. It says this: for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but shall have everlasting life. You know, Jesus didn't come into the world, it says later on, to condemn us, to tell us off, because we've all done things wrong that have offended God. He didn't come to tell us off. He came so that we could have life and have it in all its fullness. Isn't that great? That this Christmas time we can have life and all its fullness if we believe in him. That's what it says there. That's why Jesus came. Because God, as the Father God, wanted to stretch out his hand to us and wanted us to stretch out his arm and welcome us into his family. Draw us back to him. And because he wanted to give us life in all its fullness. Comes on to our second person in the story today, Mary. Mary, an amazing lady. And you know, Mary had an angel who visited her. I don't know if anyone's ever had an angel visit them in here today. But no one will have a message quite like Mary. The Jews had waited for thousands, probably 3, 4, 5,000 years for the Messiah to come. And this young girl, probably 14, 15, in our culture today, that's very young for having a child. In their culture, that was about the time they were getting ready to be engaged and to marry. Came to her and said, you are going to give birth to the Messiah. The one people have waited for years and years. You're God's chosen lady to give birth to the Messiah. And after the angel has said everything, Mary said these words. Or in a very modern terminology, would say, bring it on, let me have it, let it take place. That was Mary's heart. She was after the things of God. What God wanted for her life, she wanted to happen in her life. Now let's think about that for a second. Because in the Bible it says, God's got good works prepared in advance us to do, for all of us. God's got a plan and a purpose for Mary's life, which we can read about in his word. He's got a plan and a purpose for your life. Not only does he want you to believe in Jesus so you can have eternal life, he wants to give you the best life possible. And that's what happened to Mary. Does that always mean it's going to be easy? But he's going to help you through it and give you the best life possible. Then we have the shepherds. Weren't the shepherds act brilliantly like everyone else? We have the shepherds. You know what the shepherds did? They came from the hillside. They saw the baby Jesus, didn't they? And Mary and Joseph. And then it tells us about the shepherds that they went about telling everybody about what they saw. Isn't that amazing? They couldn't shut them up, these shepherds. I bet they were knocking people up in the middle of the night. You never guess what's happened. You know, a word news for Jesus is the word Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jesus came down to be with us, and not just to with us people who come to church. That's not the us. There's no us and them in this statement. He came to be with us, every person on planet Earth who's been from that time onwards. He came to be with us. He wants to be with us. And the shepherds went around and telling everyone. That's part of what we've got to do. If we know Jesus this Christmas time, let's share Jesus as the shepherds did. And last of all, we had our three kings. Boy, did we get some stick in our family this time of year, being called king and be three of us. But we're the three kings. And what did they come? In Matthew it says this about the three kings. They came in, and by this time, Jesus was about 18 months old. In the Nativity, we bring it all together. But in the Bible, Jesus would have been about 18 months old. And when the three kings came in, when the wise men came in, they fell down and worshipped him. These were statesmen. These were men of authority. But they bowed the knee to Jesus. They fell down. And when they fell down, it means they went prostrate. They went lie down before him in all their finery. And they worshipped him. Why? Because he's worthy of our worship. He is the Son of God. He's part of the Godhead. He's Son of God Most High. And we worship him at Christmas time. So there's just some thoughts gleaned from the story. The children acted out so beautifully. But remember this Christmas time. Jesus came for you. For God so loved, and you can put your name there, that He gave His only Son. And if you don't know Jesus, say to God, what you've got for my life, let it happen. Bring the best of my life. Let me walk with you through my life. Let's share with others the good news of Jesus as the shepherds did. And let's worship Him and honour Him this Christmas time. I'm going to hand back over to Les now. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave. I think there's a song now, isn't there, John? While the mini mountains and mountains set up their stuff. Oh, just before I finish, I'd like to thank Dolly for the backdrop. It's really nice. Thanks.
Well, wasn't that great? Great presentation. I think we should thank all the children's workers as well, the kids' church workers, and all the work they've put in. Well done. And a special thanks to Les and Pauline, who, after many, many years of leading the kids' church, this is their final presentation. And the shepherds. What we're sadly lacking is wise men. So if you know any wise men, send them to our church, please. Don't know any? No.